Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is show number, 372 already. Julian, we're really getting up there. December 12th, 2016. I haven't really prepared a major Hanukkah presentation for this program. I'll begin that next week, in the next 2 weeks. But just to get you in the Hanukkah mood before we get to the non-Hanukkah selections. Let's hear Bensian Miller and Yaakov Motzin with Haneros Halalu.
Haneros Halalu.
Getting us off to a good start. That was Bensian Miller and Yaakov Motzin. Speaking of Yaakov Motzin, January 14th, he will be the first for our salon series that I've just begun. You know, I formed a new organization called the Cantorial Society, and decided that we're going to start with a series of these salons where we take one cantor together with Danny Gildar, and we have an evening of singing and schmoozing and in-depth contact with this with a particular chazen, and I'll also try to have one or two new faces to present. And if you're not aware of it, January 14th, Motzei Shabbos, will take place in Manhattan. We've already sold about half of the, it only holds 90 or 100 people. They pretty much sold almost half of the tickets already. So anyway, Yaakov Mutzen, terrific. And you'll hear more about the other cantors for February and March and so on. Okay, let's get to Yaakov Rosenfeld. Now, he was born in Yerushalayim in 1979. So he's 37 years old. He studied with Binyamin Mink and Eli Yaffe in Yerushalayim. He had vocal lessons with cantor Shlomo Guber and in-depth studies with Mordechai Sobel. He's been a guest chazen throughout the world. And it's cantor Yaakov Yitzchak Rosenfeld. Let's begin the first of his selections that we'll be hearing. This is Halabein Chato'enu.
Oh,
Rosenfeld. Our next selection will be V'li Yerushalayim Yircha, a composition by Odessa and Moshe Kusevitsky. Okay.
Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Etoshu Yerushalayim Yerecho Vel Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Etoshu Yerushalayim Yerecho Besoy kho ka Kasher di barto.
Boy, nay, boy, nay, boy.
beautiful voice, wouldn't you say? Let's hear a caveat. Yitzhak Rosenfeld. Yaakov.
Akavio ben Mahalalel Emer Akavio ben Mahalalel Emer Takel mishloi shol devori Veyein veyein atovo Veyein veyein atovo Lidei Lidei Ole Yehovah Natoi
Yakov Rosenfeld. It's Charlie Burnout, hoping that you're enjoying these recordings. I play what I like. I also play what you like, usually. Certainly, if you have a request, I try to honor that request. It's so interesting. I meet some people, young people in particular, they want to know who are my favorites. And I'm always reluctant to talk about my favorites. Well, you know who they are because I play them. You got to talk about Rosabot Hirschman Kvartin, and of course, Moshe Kusevitzky and David and Gershon Sirota. I always like to talk about the ones that aren't living because you don't run into much trouble. Of course, I'm a big fan of Moshe Stearns and Jakob Motzen and Yankee Lemmers, Evie Muller, and the Millers, and I could go on and on. And so I mentioned Milofsky, and this young man said, "Milofsky? Who is Milofsky?" So, if you're listening to the program, I'm going to show you who Milofsky is. You should know who he is. One of my favorites. And by the way, I can have a favorite cantor, but I have favorite selections within that. There's some Glantz selections that are so fantastic, but do I like everything that Glantz does or everything that Rosenblatt does or everything that Moshe does? There's the cantor, and then there's the selection, Malavani. You could go on, and I see that I'm starting to get myself in a little trouble. So let me go into Shmuel Samuel Malofsky, born in 1894. He died in 1985. He was 91 years old. He was born near Kiev in the Ukraine. And as a youth, he sang in the choirs of many cantors. After he came to the United States in 1914, he auditioned for Yossel Rosenblatt, and thereupon began their long association. Malofsky sang duets with Rosenblatt in concerts and on recordings, and he was encouraged by Yossel to become a cantor rather than remain only as a choir singer. And so he did. He became a very, very noted chazan. And in 1947, he formed the Malofsky Family Choir, Singers of Israel, with his two sons and four daughters. And this caused a problem for him when the Orthodox refused to allow his daughters to sing. And I have a write-up of a booklet that he put together claiming that this prohibition was wrong doesn't violate halacha and Jewish law. Anyway, I don't get into that, but he never got over that fact that his family choir was rejected because of the females. They, and I'm just confessing, I should play them more because they were wonderful, and I will in the future. But for this program, I'm going to be playing selections of Shmuel Malofsky himself without the family choir. By the way, in 1992, I went to Lakewood, New Jersey, and I interviewed the surviving son and daughters, a two-hour interview in 1992. It was on my program. And on June 24th, 2013, in show number 204, if you go to the archives here and just scroll down to 204, you can hear that two-hour interview that I did with the surviving children. It's one of my treasures, among other things. Okay, so let's get right to Shmuel Malofsky, and I trust that hopefully you'll enjoy some of the recordings. I'm sure you will. Okay, first is, these are somewhat classics for me anyway, Shomea Kol Bichos. I know I perhaps play this a little too often, but one more time isn't gonna be a problem, is it? Shomea Kol Bichos, Shmuel Malofsky. Yeah. Listening to this, I say to myself, I need to get myself in trouble by starting to mention favorites, you know, that I that I like. What can I do? Jeffrey Nadel, I really enjoy Jeffrey singing, and some of the others. Of course, you know, I mentioned Mutzen, and he's going to be our first of the Stallone series. And forgive me for not mentioning everyone. I just guess if you listen to the show next week, I'll be playing Kurgotsky. And, you know, these are certain people that touch me in different ways. As I said, not every selection is going to be, you know, you know. But if a person has the soul, that's what interests me. My own definition or feeling of what is soul music. Okay, Shmuel Malofsky coming up with Vashamro.
Chapos le doiro isso le doiro isso Yeah. ашу мані. Бе ве суворец. Бе ве суворец. Бе ве
Have you ever heard of a falsetto like that? Is that kind of incredible? That was Swarmolowski. Oh, I think I'm going to have to do an Arla Diamond special also. I got so many specials, you know. Julian, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? There's too much. I need 5 hours, maybe six. I don't know. Let's go on to... third selection, as Mutti Friedman mentioned, this is one of his all-time favorites, cantoral pieces, Ribbon Ha'olamim, Shmuel Malofsky.
Yakrivi korbanatumi bemo oy bemo yoto Библійської ані багавої дусового. Улевієм би духу но. Улевієм би духу но. Весеро.
We
iată o martune și-al mufărim spusei nu. Lăcă e iruțoi mi-l puneau. E iruțoi mi-l puneau, adu-i șeme lui Cainu. Ve lui Cainu, a voi să și ești azi voi să nu-i cușu mi cupa. Și ești azi voi să nu-i cușu mi cupa. E cușu mi cupa, lume ruțu
classic selection. We'll next hear Ve'al Yedei.
Yeah. מדי דבי בוי זוכרת קרנוי אקינו מומי אלוי אקינו מומי אלוי רחם הרחמנו, רחם הרחמנו, ניום אדוני שם.
More in Divishmaya coming up.
What up?
Okay, we've been hearing five classics of Shmuel Malofsky. I hope that you enjoyed listening to him, if this is the first time that you're discovering him. Shmuel Malofsky, a lot of recordings, and of course many recordings with his children, which I am dedicated to playing next year. This year, maybe, who knows? Anyway, thanks for joining with me. Don't forget, January 14th is the inaugural of the Arthur Goldberg Memorial Cantorial Salon Series. And we have February all set, and you'll hear more about that after we get set for the first one. Okay, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any requests or information that you would like to have about the gathering. As I mentioned, it's holds about 90 or 100, and we're pretty much half sold, so it's going to be a sellout. I haven't really been promoting this so much. Next week or so, it'll be promoted a lot. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.